Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio
on WGR.
All right, rolling along here on a Football Monday on WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. Sal Capaccio joining us on the West Her Hotline following the usual Sean McDermott, 4 p.m. or thereabouts, appearance with the media. Nate Geary is in for Mike. I am the Bulldog. Hi, Sal. Good afternoon. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Good afternoon to you guys
All
well.
Right, good. I love excellent as an answer. How are the Bills? How is Sean McDermott? How'd they come out of yesterday's game?
A little banged up, but I think all things considered, pretty good news, I think, in the big picture of things. Josh Allen, of course, first and foremost. The foot injury, obviously, he went to the locker room at halftime. He got x-rayed. He came out. He did obviously finish the game. Sean McDermott said no setbacks from yesterday, but he is considered day-to-day. It might impact his practice status for this week, but he doesn't anticipate him not being available on Sunday. So obviously that's really good news for Josh, but it is something to monitor, obviously, going forward. Daquan Jones has a calf injury. He's also day-to-day. Jordan Poyer, day-to-day with a hamstring injury. We know how those things can linger, but at least you're not hearing week-to-week on any of these, including right. Shaq Thompson with a neck injury. So Allen, Jones, Poyer, Thompson, all day today. And then Matt Prater and Jordan Phillips, he said, are improving. We'll see where they go.
Okay, yeah. I wonder if they don't find their way to Prater, if Prater doesn't find his way to being healthy enough, whether they would pivot to someone else this week after how yesterday went. Not that it was a disaster, but we had a mistake on the kickoff and a pretty rank-looking extra point. Like, I don't know. Would you be surprised if they brought more kickers in to try guys out?
I would not be at all. Yeah, we'll see where that goes. And right now, I mean, Badgley's on the practice squad. So, you know, you could just make that change. You could elevate somebody else if you feel that that's the case. I think just the problem is at this time of, you know, this time of year, this time of, you're not going to have somebody on the ready available immediately, right? That you are really confident. These guys are out there for a reason, that they're, you know, free agents on the street. So we'll see if they bring anybody in. But I would not be surprised if we heard that.
Right. And is there any reason for optimism about anybody else that's, you know, longer term? Curtis Samuel is easy to forget about. And has there been any update on Ed Oliver that I've missed?
McDermott was asked on both those players today.
Okay.
He said he has no new update on Ed Oliver. The last update we had was that they were, you know, hoping that he could be back maybe for the playoffs. I think that was, that's always been kind of seen as the goal a little bit here, yep. I think, with Ed and, you know, McDermott alluding to that, but nothing concrete there. He didn't really give a definitive answer on Curtis Samuel other than to say that, you know, it's possible that he could, you know, come back. There's no timeline on that, but he didn't rule him out that he couldn't come back the rest of this year.
How surprised, if at all, were you with both Gabe Davis and Keon Coleman being inactive yesterday?
Well, I was pretty surprised, I think, from a standpoint of, you know, how they want to mix and match. But I always thought it would be tough to go with more than five receivers.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I thought that maybe they could do it is if, you know, if you did something with tight end, but then again, you're going to go with two tight ends because Dalton Kincaid's injury they were managing. And obviously he hasn't played as much, but we knew that he was going to play. So that'd be the only area. But it's, to me, it's five receivers. That's how they kind of roll. So that gives you a total of two guys that have to be inactive. I just don't know where it's going to come from. So I guess the best answer for me here at Bulldog is I'd almost kind of be in the same position regardless of which two. You know what I mean? Like, I think Mecole Hardman, because he was activated on Saturday, he was playing on Sunday. If he didn't get activated Saturday, it would have been a totally different deal. But the fact that they activated him said they're going to play him, and he's going to have a role in the return game. Now, if you wanted to count him in a separate bucket, I totally get that. Then you only have one guy to choose from. But he is a wide receiver on the roster, so from that standpoint, mm-hmm. you're going to have to choose two. Now, I guess, a little more surprised at this point that 2 weeks in a row, Gabe Davis, after last week he was inactive against New England and you didn't get much production from the outside receivers, you figured, okay, maybe we'll put Gabe back in there. So from that standpoint, I was a little surprised about Gabe. I just think that Keon Coleman is the last guy on the depth chart at this point,
yep.
I guess, other than Gabe. And that's why it's not totally surprising when you think about the numbers.
I ask about the two of them together like that because I sort of felt like Davis, his getting healthy was going to eat into Coleman. Like, they're not an exact match, but I feel like style-wise, you know, they're both bigger bodies, outside guys that, you know, Davis or Coleman. And really, it ends up being a question about Brandon Cooks, I guess, in the end. And I can understand them wanting to see what they've got there. I just wonder how much more rope they're going to give it because it's two games in a row with pretty big drops. I mean, yesterday he had to lay out a bit for that, but still, it's both hands on the ball. You come down with that. And the one in New England was even worse. And, like, I don't know how much patience they should have with this player who's had opportunities to really impact the games the last 2 weeks and has not come through.
I agree with you, and I do wonder if maybe that changes this week. I guess they wanted to go with a little bit more of a speed group this past week because, mm-hmm. you know, obviously we know that Gabe can make some plays down the field, but you think about the guys they had on the field. That would be Brandon Cooks. That would be Mecole Hardman. That'd be Khalil. Not that he's the fastest, but obviously he's a guy with the ball in his hands. Josh Palmer can get down the field a little bit. So maybe that's how they wanted to, you know, kind of structure it. I think they're just trying to piece the puzzle together as what's the best group to have that complement one another. And you're right, Brandon Cooks at this point, they went out, they got him. I think that they really like his work ethic. They like what he has skin on the wall, right? He's been in the game. He's been with different teams. He's been productive in this league. I feel like he probably gets a little bit more leeway than other guys. But yeah, when you get two big opportunities down the field like that and don't come through, then you probably have to start reevaluating.
What did you make of the game overall? We talked with Eric Wood an hour ago, and even Nate and I were on postgame together with Mike having the day off yesterday, too. And I just thought it was kind of an aggravating game, Sal. I never really mm-hmm. felt like Cleveland was a threat, but you look up and it's a 3-point game for a lot of the fourth quarter, and like, holy cow, I'm one Shedeur Sanders lucky bomb to Isaiah Bond away from being on the wrong side of this thing. So it was kind of an odd game. It sort of tested your patience a little bit, but I don't know, I never really felt like the Bills were in great danger. It's a credit to how their defense played, I guess, in the second half, but it was kind of an odd game.
Agreed. I never got the sense that, oh my God, you know, they're gonna lose this game. But I kept getting the feeling of how could they not be widening the lead here, you know,
right,
and taking more advantage. Like you're putting yourself in a tough spot here and you're making this closer. And it would be nice to get Josh Allen out of this game, but you can't right now because of where it is. I just felt that, especially as the game went on, for whatever reason, they were making unusual mistakes they hadn't made. drop passes were a big deal. You talked about Brandon Cooks. James Cook had one early in the second half. It was the first play, maybe the second half.
Yes.
Right? He drops one right in his hands, and that's a big gain, a good drive starter. They go three and out on that drive after that drive. And then, of course, Dawson Knox has one. Dawson's been so good lately, and the ball just hits him, and he had no explanation for it after the game other than to say that, you know, obviously he felt terrible. He felt like he let his team down. He was very accountable to it. But those are just little things that hadn't really been happening as much lately, and they did in the second half. And when those things happen, then you do open the door for a team that has three wins to make a couple of plays here or there. So I don't know if the focus waned or something like that, you know, but it was a reverse of the last few weeks where we've talked about the slow starts. They come back in the second half, and then what happened in this game is they have a nice start other than the first drive of the game for the defense. Obviously, they let up a drive. You didn't want to see that. They were letting up a drive in the second half till the turnover. The offense scored on three straight possessions to begin the game against a very, very good defense. They scored three straight touchdowns. That's great game planning by Joe Brady. But what I didn't like was in the second half, when the Browns did actually start to clamp down in the Bills' run game, the Bills didn't have much of an answer for that. Now, I will tell you, I do think after going watching some of it, one of the reasons, and I think you have to, you know, respect this in some regard, and I know that this isn't going to be like, some people are going to think like, oh my God, that's terrible, but I understand this. You are so aware of Myles Garrett on the other side, mm-hmm. and the Bills were. I think they kind of played a half-field game, to be honest with you. Like, they were so aware of him that I think they basically limited themselves and their own offense on what they were doing because they did not want him to wreck the game.
That's like a lot of rollouts from Josh Allen.
Yes.
More moving of the pocket than I've seen. And so much so that it kind of hurt. Like on the play that Josh Allen gets hurt is him. They're moving the pocket right, but it kind of gets blown up and he's trying to reverse his field back. And I know that was something Spencer Brown, I think, after the game was like, we haven't seen him do that one in a while, like kind of reverse back all the way to the left. And we really haven't. And on that specific play, I think it's the perfect example of what you're talking about, though, Sal, is they limited themselves a little bit, but it was for good reason. I mean, they didn't want the best defensive player in the universe to wreck their game plan.
Right. I agree with you. Like, I mean, if you want to look at it from the pessimistic side and go, oh my God, I can't believe they did that to their own offense. And they were, you know, you're so afraid of Myles Garrett. Well, yeah. I mean, like, that's what you do in sports. You stay away from the best player on the other team. You neutralize the best player on the other team any way you can. And in this situation, because the Bills were so concentrating on that, I thought that they kind of limited their own offense, but even though and with their offense being limited, they, you know, in the second half got clamped down a little bit, and that kind of really put them in a bit of a bind because Josh is rolling out. He's rolling to the right. He only has certain people he can throw to maybe in that situation. You know, the running game wasn't going as well. So I do think there was some factors when it came to that. They did not want Myles Garrett to wreck this game. I think they felt that was probably the only way that Cleveland could really make a play on defense to try and stay in the game. And luckily for them, and thankfully it didn't wind up happening.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline here on WGR. Bills over the Browns yesterday, 23-20. Another 100-yard game. For now, James Cook is the leading rusher in the NFL. He was, I think, 28 yards behind Jonathan Taylor going into yesterday. He has another 100-yard day, so he's got a little bit of a lead, but Taylor plays tonight against San Francisco, so we'll see. Two more rushing touchdowns, now 12 on the year. Whatever regression we were anticipating from last year's 16 rushing touchdown season is going to be pretty minimal because he's only four away from matching last year's total. So we'll see. Maybe he'll even get there. Who knows? Just Cook, Sal, and the year he's having. I mean, 1,500 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns. It's such a step up from last year when, again, a lot of us in the summer arguing about the contract extension were worried about regression knocking on the door all around, not just on touchdowns, but yards and everything. And the arrow just continues to point up on this guy.
My consternation about the contract in the offseason was not personally regression. I always felt he would be the same player he is, but is that replaceable? You know what I mean? Like, to me, it was always, I don't want to pay a running back that kind of money when my offense has the league MVP at quarterback, and this position is kind of a position where you can plug a lot of guys in behind really good offensive lines, and you're not going to get a ton of, you know, a drop-off in production. I'll raise my hand and say, right. I'm really glad Brandon Bean paid James Cook.
Yeah.
Because without James Cook in the year he's having, I don't know where this offense would be.
Yeah.
Josh Allen said after the game, he deserves mention, James does, for every single award. And I agree. I think James Cook is the offensive player of the year in the NFL. He has over 1,500 yards. He has 500 yards more than Saquon Barkley rushing this year. I mean, I know, and Barkley's had a bit of a dip, just to put in perspective what he's doing. But the most impressive part of it to me is, did any of us think James Cook would lead the league in attempts? I mean,
no.
Remember when we had a discussion in the offseason, Bulldog, about, well, we paid you, so we have to give you the ball. I still don't believe that. I just think they're giving the ball because he's great. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's why. It's not because you got to carry it because we paid you to justify it. I don't think that's the case. I think they're just giving the ball because he's great, and he's putting up this incredible year, and that's how your offense is running. So, he's having a historic year by some of the numbers he's putting up. Buffalo Bills-wise and NFL-wise, he could wind up leading the league in rushing at the end of the year. We'll see what happens today. He's 89 yards ahead of Jonathan Taylor going into tonight. We'll see what happens the final few games. And obviously, there's some stuff with where seeding is and how you're playing the last couple of weeks and all that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you, I would be wrong in saying, Brandon Bean, like the kind of money he paid him, I was never not for paying James Cook. But to get into the you know, over $10 million a year category, and his cap hit, by the way, this year, only 3.4 because of the way they structured it. Next year, it's only 5.8, and then it balloons to 13. So you got a couple of years here with him on these very friendly cap hits at this production.
Yeah, I think what's so impressive, there's a lot of things to really like about this player, Sal, but The long run yesterday was very reminiscent to me of the long run he had in week two at New York against the Jets, where it's not just a seam is hit and a safety takes a bad angle and you win the race, right? You got to beat a guy to the edge and you're home free. Like, he's in the middle of the field making choices about where to go. And it's one of these deals where you watch it on TV, at least I was, like, oh, why you shouldn't have gone that way? Oh, yeah, you should have. That worked out well. You know, like, his vision along with everything else is really impressive.
I've said this many times, I think, on the air with you. He has the best vision I've seen since LeSean McCoy. I think his vision is incredible. He sees people from all angles, where they're coming from. His ability, he did this again this week. He did it last week. We've seen it many times. The Kansas City, of course, game last year in the championship. His ability to get the ball to the goal line when he's near there is unbelievable, where he contorts his body and he does all these different things and he stays above the ground and he doesn't touch. Like, he's just such a great athlete. And then today, Sean McDermott is asked a question by Tyler Dunn about James Cook. And I don't know exactly what the question was. I couldn't hear it as well, but I'll give you the answers. I went back and I wrote out the transcript because I thought it was an amazing answer about James Cook from Sean McDermott. He would say, he said, the week-to-week intensity is even different than last year. He said the look in his eye each week, the intensity he shows up with, it's been influential on the whole team. He said it's unique for the running back to do this, Sean McDermott. Very few people work harder. He said he's on the sidelines going over to the defensive guys, encouraging them and challenging them. Josh Allen does the same, and that's leadership at the highest level. Who would have thought we'd think of that about James Cook?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, he's such an unassuming personality.
Quiet. Right. Yeah.
I mean, but I'm telling you guys, and I see it, like, James, it's funny. You know, when you're around guys, you get to see their careers develop a little bit. James has always been quiet. But I will tell you, I will echo these sentiments. As somebody who's covered James, you know, got to know him just kind of talking in the locker room here and there, he is like a quiet assassin. Like, he does have a very, and I think intense is a good way to put it for Sean McDermott. I notice that too sometimes on the sidelines. Like, well, he'll be over by the heater warming up. You just look at him. And he is, I noticed this on the field walking, had to be before the New England game. He was walking around the field and, you know, I'm doing my thing pregame and I'm watching these guys. And he just seems like he's in this zone that is hard to describe.
I wanted to ask you, Sal, it was kind of a end of the week, I think it happened Friday, so, you know, news dump Friday when the Bills signed Matthew Judon. But the other piece to this that I found really interesting was with Jordan Phillips not playing and being inactive last week, that Larry Ogunjobi was also inactive. In a game where you're already down one of your defensive tackles, you're now taking out another one. I don't know if that maybe speaks to more of a shift in what they're going to do defensively at defensive tackle. But do you think, and maybe there's a corresponding move here where Sanders now doesn't have to play at all on the defensive end, and now they're just going to keep him on the interior, and maybe over the next 2 weeks we see Matthew Judon come up to, you know, from the practice squad into the starting lineup. I guess it's a two-parter on Judon, but I was surprised about Ogunjobi. I don't think he has been playing at some sort of crazy high level, Sale. But, you know, going down two players that were playing the week prior, I thought was notable.
Yeah, I do too. I think part of this is they're getting a little bit of juice out of Andre Jones Jr. Mm-hmm. He played a little bit yesterday, and he was noticeable on a couple of plays. He's playing defensive end. He played on special teams. He made a nice tackle. He played 25 snaps yesterday. 22 snaps. And then Fedarian Mathis played 25 snaps. I think they're trying to mix and match and see what they have here. You're getting a little bit more run from TJ Sanders in the interior. He didn't have to play outside yesterday. So it feels like they're getting a little bit more creative, or at least trying to figure out what the combination is before they get to the playoffs here. And let's not forget, going back to what Bulldog asked earlier, at some point you might expect that Oliver to come back here, right? So this is, what is the best combination for this team as we go forward into the playoffs? And I agree. I found it interesting as well how they're the wide receiver group, the defensive tackle group, where this is going right now. And I think it all comes down to they're trying to figure out the best combination, which isn't necessarily a great thing because they don't have a set group that they're really confident in right now. But I like what they got from Andre Jones Jr. yesterday. I'll say that. I think that he showed that he can play, and maybe that's a guy. And then let's bring Matthew Judon into the equation. Sean was asked about him today. He said, you know, he's just got here. He's learning the system, obviously. We'll see where that goes. I think Matthew Judon does represent that versatile player they were looking for after Michael Hoyt went down. They didn't get it from Morgan Fox. They let go of him. But maybe that's the, you know, you hope that that's the kind of guy that they can use to kind of move back and forth and inside and outside a little bit.
Sal, how much change is there this week with the holidays?
So normally the team has their big day on Wednesday where they have media day and injury report. That the injury report will still have to wait until Wednesday because they play on Sunday, so that's just kind of common. But the Bills are going to practice tomorrow. We're going to media day tomorrow, walkthrough tomorrow, I should say. There'll be a normal Wednesday. It'll be Tuesday this week, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Here's the rub, though. I people have to be cautious this week. We just got this injury report, Josh Allen. I told you about that and all that. Now, Sean may give us a little update tomorrow. That's fine, and we'll get that. We're not going to get an injury report, though, tomorrow. Even though they'll have the walkthrough, we won't get anything. That won't happen until Wednesday, and by then, there's really no media availability. So then Thursday's Christmas. Guys, we might not really know anything about what's happening this week until McDermott meets with me on Friday in the Extra Point Show.
All right, good to know. That's why I asked. Thank you for that. We'll, I guess, catch up tomorrow because tomorrow's Wednesday, even though it's Tuesday. All right, got it.
You got it.
That's our Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. Thank you, Sal. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Just in while we were, I shouldn't say just in, it was while we were talking to Sal. The NFL, according to Diana Russini, is suspending Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf for 2 games for his confrontation with a fan during Pittsburgh's game in Detroit yesterday. He can appeal. I bet he will.
Yep.
Fully warranted, in my opinion. Whatever the fan said, you know, as correct. Obnoxious as the fan
definitely
may have been or was, according to accounts, you still cannot. And what makes this even worse is my understanding is, and maybe this is a failure, maybe this will be a key part of his appeal. My understanding is that Metcalf had alerted NFL security last year to this same fan when he was with Seattle and they played in Detroit, that there was some level of problem last year that Metcalf, you know, tried to run it up the ladder, and this same fan is still there calling him names, yelling whatever he's yelling, or they. I don't even know if it's a man or a woman. That's the fan that was in the crosshairs. But either way, Metcalf, 2-game suspension, can appeal. Maybe we'll sink our teeth a little bit more into that as we continue. Nate Geary in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. 803-0550. Lines are open as we continue through a Buffalo Football Monday here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Devils get to the Sabres line. That's as far as they go. 2-on-1 now as Benson holds it. Fire scores! Sabres have taken the lead in New Jersey. Benson continuing his scoring run here. And it's 2-1 Buffalo.
Sabres highlight on Buffalo Football Monday? In this economy? Zach Benson with the game winner, go-ahead goal.
Nifty little.
Yeah. Stole a little something from Josh Norris.
I wish.
Norris scored a very similar goal the other night where he looked like he was going to pass and then went five hole. Benson got it through the five hole. Did you notice, though, like it glanced off the goalie's pad, off the right post, and went across the goal line and in. But still, yeah, pretty crafty.
Pretty crafty play.
From Benson. That was a work of art if works of art are allowed to be tediously boring, because they just didn't give really anything up. They just buckled it up. And I'm the guy with the garage tweets when they're up late. You know that. Before the puck even dropped for the third period, I was like, I can't do it. I got to wait till the end of the game. But I'm in garage mindset already here. I'm just – get this game home. Owen and I were talking, watching it. Like, even get to, if you get to overtime, even that's fine. Yes. Just keep a point. Keep her rolling.
Well, it's funny because as a noted Peyton Krebs hater, not a huge fan of his. That might have been the best Peyton Krebs game I've ever seen. I mean, the juice that he was playing with, obviously, you know, dotted by the great effort outpacing Luke Hughes to the puck and, you know, burying the empty netter to effectively end the game.
Yep.
I was like, really, from the second and third period, 19 was all over my TV. He played a very strong game yesterday.
Yep. So just in case folks have lost their way with the timeline and haven't been paying attention, Sabres were in the midst of a road trip, a six-game road trip in which they lost the first three games, limped into Edmonton a couple of weeks ago Tuesday. Word had started getting around that week already while they were out west.
It was over.
That something was afoot with Kevin Adams, and they haven't lost a single game since. It could just be a coincidence.
It's an interesting way of describing it, but
it could be a coincidence.
Yeah.
Surely they will lose another hockey game.
They'll have to.
At some point, there's no question about that. But six in a row for a team that prior to winning last Sunday night in Seattle hadn't won three in a row all year. So
yeah,
they're on a roll. It's not, you know, it's not all been perfect. They coughed up a late lead at the front end of this win streak in Edmonton with 1 second left, even, but still won that game. Coughed up a late lead Saturday night or Saturday afternoon, whatever that was, at home against the Islanders, but got through that in a shootout. And Luukkonen for them last night was stellar in the first period of this game. Could have easily gone 2 or 3 nothing down and just, okay, we got another game Tuesday. Let's rest up.
There is
he was great in the first period.
A notable urgency from players that I have not seen play with a ton of urgency in their game. I just mentioned Krebs. That's the best UPL has looked in a three-period stretch in some time.
Three-period stretch is important. He had a great late third overtime and shootout against Washington.
Yep.
Back in
couple weeks
it was
ago,
around
yeah.
Thanksgiving, yep. I think maybe. But yeah, the whole body of work last night was fantastic. And
he single-handedly kept them in that first period where they were very clearly tired. But you know, watching them, and I was listening to Paul this morning talk about it. Kind of watching them. Usually, the tired team, you start to give up space because you don't want to get beat, yeah. And it ends up getting you beat. And like on that Hughes goal, that's just Kesselring giving Hughes just way too much room to operate.
I can't go out there. I'm a defenseman. Somebody else get him. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
That was that play.
And obviously the save was amazing on that 2-on-1. An amazing game. And that, to me, a play like that totally catapults what I think the second period when they just kind of flipped that switch. But the second and third period, that's a team with a level of urgency that I don't know that I've seen them put together in a game-to-game stretch in quite a long time. Listen, some of it I would think has to do with the general manager's pretty outspoken of like, here's what it's going to be, and if not, bye. And, you know, it's I'm not going to just sit here and tell you that I think the firing of the general manager and hiring of Jarmo has just completely, you know, changed the tides of this team. Because, you know, I mean, it is Kevin Adams' team just performing at a far better level than they had at any point during this.
I asked Paul a lot, and I'll talk to Paul tomorrow at 6 for pregame. How does this manifest itself on the ice? Like, what does it do for the team? And like, Paul's made the point a lot, especially this year, that these guys, the players, were mocked, laughed at, like they were being derided by their peers around the league because of the sad state of affairs and a GM going into a sixth season without ever even a sniff of the playoffs. And that's gone, and maybe they're just freed up. I don't know. Maybe they're just lucky. Maybe the whole thing's just a coincidence, but they're making a move here, and we'll see if they can keep it going tomorrow in Ottawa. They play the Senators. There was news yesterday, by the way. I don't think the name Mark Bergevin nor Josh Flynn has come up in here today, but they did already supplement. Jason Carmanos, associate GM, is out. That is the job that Mark Bergevin gets. Former longtime GM of the Montreal Canadiens had a position that sounds a little bit on paper like what Jarmo Kekalainen was doing here prior to Kevin Adams being removed. Bergevin was doing that job in L.A. He comes over now, as does Josh Flynn, someone who's more contract, salary cap guy from Columbus, familiarity with Jarmo. So getting his guys around him, we'll see how much
further that extends, but...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For the Sabres, who a year ago at this time did not have any real NHL experience in their front office, they hired Kekalainen in the spring, and now they've got Bergevin. They've got double the experienced NHL GMs in their offices in the span of a couple of days, which is really, I think, pretty stunning. 803-0550 is the number. Let's squeeze Andrew in here before we get to another break here. Andrew, thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, you guys hear me all right?
Yep. Yeah, gotcha, man. Go for it.
All right, perfect. So I'm trying to figure out the wide receiver puzzle, as I'm sure we all are. And I know it came to me yesterday. Like, I was watching the game, and like next to my brother, I see Tyrell Shavers catch that little out pass, and he kind of like popped off the screen to me. And I'm wondering, are we leaving anything on the bone there? I know he's a former practice squad guy and like undrafted or whatever, but he has the best play of the season as far as electric goes. I don't see him drop the ball like Brandon Cooks does. And are we leaving something there that could be potentially tapped into that we're not exploiting?
Let me hand you off to my colleague, Nate Geary.
I was dramatically shaking my head up and down while you were talking,
Andrew.
Those of
you watching YouTube or the Twitch.
Some might say I was twitching. Andrew, yes. I think he's their best boundary receiver. I think he's got the most juice. I think that it's criminal that since going 490 in its score against Tampa Bay, that he has been targeted now maybe 3, but I'm pretty sure twice. To me, feels criminal. Meat on the bone, I don't even think is dramatic enough to say.
There's like a whole ribeye there.
He's now on the field more than any receiver because of how good he is at blocking. So this isn't a, well, they got to take him off the field because he's a really important special teams player. No, he's on the field now. So I don't know exactly why it's not translating to targets, but he should be in any RPO situation. He should be the receiver that is on the other end of the RPOs. I am all in with you, Andrew. All in.
All right. Thank you for the call, Andrew. Appreciate that. 803-0550 is the number. Let's hit a timeout here. We'll be back for more right after this. He's Nate Geary. I'm the Bulldog. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.